Right now, as we always do on a Monday, we're joined by Ruth Epstein from the Waterbury Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and we get together with her, taking a look at her notes and our notes and comparing them. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Happy Halloween.
That's right.
Are you dressed up?
I'm always dressed up for Halloween.
Always got the costume.
It's never. You know, as a kid, it never was one of my favorite holidays. It just wasn't.
No, I'm with you.
It was always cold when we went out, and you had it. And I just never liked it. And then when I got a little older, I was always the one that got picked on. You know, that got shaving cream and firecrackers. Mm. So it was never really a big day for me.
Yeah, I hear you. But the kids love it.
Oh, they do.
And we get close to 400 kids here at our house.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yeah, we're prepared. But, and it should be a nice day at least for it, so yeah. that helps. Well, we're coming up on elections a week from tomorrow. I can't believe it's already happening. And we had a big bus pull into Salisbury on Saturday with the Stefanoski crew. And he was campaigning. He's a Republican gubernatorial candidate in Connecticut and did a whirlwind tour of the Northwest Corner on Saturday. And one of the stops was here in front of On the Run. So there were several people out there wanting to talk to him and, you know, get his ear on what they felt were the important subjects. As you know, he's running against the incumbent Governor Ned Lamont. And lots of races going locally, and as we keep hearing on all the media, register to vote, folks. You have to. There's a deadline for registering, so contact your registrar voters' offices if you haven't registered yet.
I think Sharon's having a registration tomorrow.
Could be. I know
voter
they're
registration.
Really pushing it, and the polls will be open next Tuesday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. So, you know, important. Get out and vote.
No, I think I'm wrong about it. I just said I take it back.
Oh, okay. They're not having one.
I don't think so.
So, it's a funny week when Monday is the last day of the month because it messes me up. I get all confused. So, this week starts for us tomorrow with the Cornwall Board of Selectmen and not much else. I don't have much else. I don't know about you.
Well, you've got in North Canaan, they've got the not North Canaan, in Falls Village, they have a special Board of Selectments meeting on
tomorrow morning,
on Wednesday.
It?
Yep.
To discuss ARPA funds. Yeah. Yep. Lots of groups have asked for it, and the selectmen decided to hold a special meeting.
And Cornwall has their town report vote on November 4th.
Right, yep, special town meeting.
And Sharon is having their meeting minus the Comcast thing.
Yeah, now, I'm a little slow here, Marcia. You're going to have to help me out. They've rescheduled that Comcast. Is
yes.
that for November 10th?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure, but the regular town meeting was held without those two things,
right?
On speed bumps and something else as well. But the Comcast, I'm glad they caught it. Because if it was voted on, and then it showed that it was an illegal meeting, it would have been a real pain. So
yeah, that would have been a tough one. So I believe they've rescheduled it for the 10th, and I'll have to double check, but I'm pretty sure. And I'm not sure if the Sharon Hospital hearing has been rescheduled.
I haven't seen anything on it being rescheduled.
Okay,
yet.
I saw something about it being in December, but I didn't see a date. So people should really watch out for that and sign up if they want to testify.
You know, but for not having any town meetings or anything, you've got in Salisbury the music and meditation on November 4th from 12 to 3. Falls Village Scholarship has their bingo.
The bingo, yes.
It's back after
Friday
2 years.
Friday night at 7, yeah.
And then you've got the, which everybody loves to go to, the Bunko fundraiser for the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
That is coming up on November 4th. The All Saints of Orthodox American Christian Church having their clothing drive.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give the clothing out, that's, I think, on Saturday. And I mean, there's all these things going on in our area.
The non-municipal, yeah.
Yeah, that are not you know, anything to do with that. So it's pretty interesting how much is actually going on.
Yep.
And Fishes and Loaves is having a cupcake benefit on November 5th.
Right.
At the Pilgrim
House. Yeah, that's
House.
Always fun. That's at, I believe that's at Pilgrim House?
Pilgrim House, yeah.
Yeah, and that's fun to raise some funds for Fishes and Loaves, but the cupcakes are yummy. So lots going on.
Yeah. Taconic Grange has a square dance on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The Sharon Historical Society is opening up a new show, The Life of Charcoal Annie. So it's one of those weeks where there's not much going on with town stuff from, you know, municipal stuff. But, boy, there's a lot going on this coming weekend with local events.
So I better get myself organized here. we did have a big pumpkin run, as always, here in Kent yesterday. Always a very popular event. We bring out tons of people who run the streets.
Yeah, I was looking at the story, and, there are about 50 or 60 fewer, I think about 50 fewer than last year. But I, even though it was a nice day, I think it's going to take now that it's back and we don't really worry about COVID, I think it's going to get back up to that 350 and 400 registration again.
It's funny. Every organization is seeing they're building up again, but they're all just a bit lower than they've been in the past. So, and for those who are wondering if they won the car raffle, if you're a lady from Bridgeport, you won it. the library, Kent Memorial Library car raffle. But
what type of car did they give away at the Shafford?
A Mini Cooper.
Oh, a Mini Cooper. Wow.
Yeah, so that's always a very popular raffle, and people are very generous, but wasn't to be for a local this year.
You know, and there was a big event at Lime Rock this weekend because I saw these really beautiful, not historic, but I mean, there's obviously a big gathering of Porsches and stuff like that at Lime Rock this weekend because the inns were full and these cars were all over the place.
Oh, really? I missed that totally. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more of a private thing that goes on every year.
Okay.
But still, there was a lot of people in our area.
You know, it is fun to see the roadways filled with these old cars, vintage cars, whatever. And people love to see them tootle down the road, and they always get a stare. So Lime Rock brings a lot of interesting things to the area. Just the Salisbury Bank and Trust is holding a food drive.
Yep.
And people are asked to fill a basket of food from tomorrow through December 16th at all the branches. And I would assume, Marshall, that Sunday in the Country are very busy at this time of year.
They're extremely busy because going into November, it's not that far from Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving and those turkeys.
And if people want to know how they can donate to the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, sundayinthecountryfooddrive.org on the web at sundayinthecountryfooddrive.org. And also with the Salisbury Bank, you can drop off non-perishable food at any of the branches, but you can also make cash donations or a check or whatever, and whatever they receive, whether it's non-perishable food or money, it will be evenly split between the different food pantries in our area for that.
Isn't that great? This is the time of year we really see people come out and help their neighbors.
We
see it everywhere.
Sunday
in the Country is just one of those organizations that's fabulous.
They serve almost, I think they serve almost 600 families
in the tri-state area,
area,
yeah,
for Thanksgiving and for Christmas.
Yeah,
and they do it through the food banks and also individuals and stuff like that. It really is.
Well, it's heartwarming to see them out, you know, flipping hamburgers and wherever they can to make their money, and all volunteer, strictly volunteer. And hats off to NASCAR Day for starting that and for the volunteers who have kept it going.
Absolutely,
amazing.
Absolutely. So, all right, Ruth.
Well, you know, we say we're not that busy with municipal stuff, but as you pointed out, lots else going on. So I guess I can't take the week off.
No. All right, Ruth, have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Marshall.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can find her articles, of course, and rep-am.com, also in the paper. And remember, you can get home delivery as well.